I sighed. I tapped my foot. I sighed and tapped my foot at the same time. When were they going to be finished? I was irritable and cranky, and if I let myself think about it, I knew why. I'd broken up with my boyfriend 6 months ago and I was horny, plain and simple. I had a drawer full of toys that I used often, but battery-powered orgasms just didn't compare to having a hard, hot man inside me. I sighed again and paced some more around the waiting room of Steve's Import Auto Service. The previous afternoon I'd hydroplaned dangerously in a sudden spring downpour and realized my tires needed replacing. Today I took off work a little early and headed over to Steve's to get a new set put on. Even though it was late on a Friday afternoon, they had agreed to get the work done for me before the weekend. But it seemed to be taking a long time. It was 30 minutes past closing and the customer waiting area was deserted. I wandered over the customer service desk but there was nobody there. I looked down the hall behind the desk and could just see Steve, sitting at his desk talking on the phone. I resumed my pacing. Maybe I would get some dinner after my car was done and head over to Harrison's for some drinks and dancing. I might hook up with someone there. Oh brother, I was in deep shit, I thought. Considering a one-night stand was pretty out of character for me. But this sexual drought had my thinking processes impaired. Exclamation mark. Over the years I'd had a couple of fuck buddies, or friends with benefits, as the 20-somethings called them now, but they were all otherwise attached at the moment. I looked down the hall again and Steve was still sitting with his back to me talking on the phone. To hell with insurance regulations, I thought, I'm going to find out what's going on. I opened the door to the shop, where my silver BMW convertible was still up on the rack. A dark-skinned man was using an air wrench to tighten the lug nuts on the rear tire. At the sound of my heels tapping on the concrete, he turned to look at me. The name stitched on the front of his coveralls was George and he was big. Big shoulders, big hands, big feet, although he was not much taller than me. He was handsome in a sulky, arrogant way. He looked me up and down, his eyes lingering on my breasts under the black lace tank top. I'd left my suit jacket in the waiting room in deference to the springtime humidity. Are you almost done? I asked. Yeah, he said indifferently. Few more minutes. Our eyes locked and I felt an arc of animal attraction pass between us. Him, this day is looking better, I thought. Turning to walk back to the waiting room, I, accidentally, dropped my purse. I bent over slowly in my short skirt, gathering the spilled items carefully, making sure George got a good view of my ass. As I straightened and continued on, I glanced over my shoulder to see him staring after me. I hid a grin and went back into the waiting room. I sat down and tried to concentrate on the book I had brought. It didn't help. My favorite fictional bounty hunter, Stephanie Plum, was getting it on with her cop in the prologue. Ugh. I paced over to the window to the shop and noticed that my car had been lowered to the ground and George was at the desk in the corner, filling out some paperwork. Suddenly I had an idea, a terrible, wonderful, awful idea. I went into the ladies' room and slipped off my black panties and stuffed them in my purse. I strolled back through the waiting room and into the repair shop. I need something out of my car, I said. George didn't even respond. The top was still down after the gorgeous weather that had followed yesterday's rainstorm, and instead of opening the back door, I leaned over the side and into the car. This position drew my skirt up and thrust my ass out. I could feel his eyes on me as I stretched, reaching for my gym bag on the back seat. I rummaged around, pulling out the first plausible item I came to, a small pack of tissues. I straightened and turned and bumped smack into Jorge. I hadn't heard him come up behind me. He grinned knowingly at me and I stared back, challenging him. He lowered his head and kissed me. This was no sweet, getting to know you exploration, this was an animalistic mating of mouths and tongues. One hand reached for my chest and began exploring my breasts, squeezing them roughly. He pinched first one nipple, then the other, hard. Ow, not so rough, I said. although his very roughness was turning me on, I'm not into pain and wanted to make sure it didn't get any worse. He slapped me on the cheek. Oh, you know you like it, bitch, he said. My hand dropped to his crotch, squeezing his balls hard and digging in with my nails. Call me that again and I'll rip them off and hand them to you. He looked at me a moment, then shrugged slightly, as if conceding that I would give as good as I got. He raised my top and unhooked the front of my bra. The sight of him lowering his mouth to my nipple, teeth bared, was unbearably arousing. He licked and sucked and bit at both nipples until I was squirming in his arms. He straightened and unzipped his coveralls. Given the fact that this wasn't a porn flick, I was surprised by the fact that he was naked underneath. His cock was thick and hard. He put his hands on my shoulders and forced me to the floor in front of him. I took him in my mouth and began to suck greedily. I licked him all over and sucked him harder and harder. I could feel him tense and his balls tightened. I pulled back. Fuck me, I breathed, I want to have you inside me. He slapped me again. I decide when we fuck. I took him back in my mouth, bared my own teeth, and bit him. Hard. He yelped and grabbed a handful of my hair and shoved his cock deep in my mouth, forcing me to take him all the way. I tried to breathe slow and deep to avoid gagging. My nose was buried in his close-cropped pubic hair. He fucked my mouth hard and fast and soon he was coming in my mouth, hot streams sliding down my throat and dripping back out between my lips. God damn it, I said. He laughed wickedly. Don't worry, Gringa, George will fuck you just like you want. But first I have to taste that blonde cunt. I looked to my left to see Steve standing in the doorway to the office, watching me quizzically. It was almost as if he wanted to know if I needed rescuing. I smiled slightly, letting him know I was okay, and he relaxed a little. He didn't leave, however, and I was slightly embarrassed at being watched. Oh hell, I thought, after what I've just done, I guess a little exhibitionism isn't a big deal. George grabbed me and lifted me onto the trunk of the car. He raised my skirt and jerked my thighs apart. There were no teasing or slow preparatory strokes, he just buried his mouth between my legs and began fiercely licking, sucking and biting. He shoved three fingers deep into my pussy and I came instantly, unable to hold back a scream. I tried to pull away, it was just too intense, but he clamped his hands on my thighs and continued to suck and bite my clit. I moaned and bucked, trying to pull away, but he reached up and smacked me across one breast, then pinched the nipple hard. I screamed again as a second orgasm ripped through me. I collapsed back on the car weakly, but he grabbed me. Wait a minute, I begged. Ignoring me, he opened the back door of the car, tossed my gym bag to the floor, and dumped me unceremoniously onto the leather seat. Looking down, I could see his cock was rock hard again, even bigger than before, angry and red with veins bulging. He jerked my hips forward and buried himself to the hilt. I moaned in satisfaction as the hard, hot length of him filled me, stretching my pussy nearly to bursting. He thrust into me over and over, balls slapping against my ass. One hand held my hip and the other toyed with my exquisitely sensitized nipples. Oh God, I'm going to come again, I whispered. Immediately he stopped pulling almost all the way out. Oh no, mamacita, he said. You'll come when I say and not before. Gritting my teeth, I shoved my pussy against him, squeezing with my internal muscles. He stayed stone still, enjoying my agony. I reached around and squeezed his balls. Fuck me, you bastard, I demanded. Ask me nice, he taunted. I reached up and gave one of his flat brown nipples a vicious pinch. Fuck me now, please. I nearly shouted. Finally, he started moving again, banging into me hard as he neared his own climax. One more thrust put me over the edge, hips bucking and head thrashing. He slowly pulled out, his still hard cock glistening with my juices. He flipped me over and used his fingers to draw moisture from my pussy to my ass. He slid one finger, then two inside, preparing me for the invasion of his huge dick. Finally, he entered me and I gasped at the feeling of fullness. He slapped my ass hard, once, twice. Do you like me fucking your ass? He asked roughly. My only answer was to rear back to meet his pounding thrusts. He reached around and rubbed my aching clit. I couldn't believe I was going to come again, but this time I wasn't dumb enough to announce it. The sting of his intermittent slaps on my ass contrasted with the delicious feeling of being filled with his cock. I came again, moaning and shivering wildly. Finally, he let himself go. After a few final hard thrusts, he pulled out and shot streams of hot cum all over my reddened, aching ass. As I lay there gasping, he slapped me lightly on the butt again, almost affectionately. Gotta go clock out, he said, casually zipping his coveralls and sauntering off. So much for afterglow, I laughed weakly, dragging myself out of the back seat. I grabbed my gym bag and headed off to the ladies' room to get myself together.
Support our podcast on patreon.com/kellyclark and access the hidden content awaiting for you.